With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talk a little bit of UCF football. And from the Orlando Sentinel, Jason Beattie, who covers this team like nobody else. Jason, thanks so much for taking this time on a Monday evening.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be on here. 3 days away, UCF Boise State. It's so close, Blue. So close.
I know you're excited for a lot of reasons. Congratulations, officially, as being the beat writer for UCF, for the Orlando Sentinel, also the Tampa Bay Bucks. You just have your hands full, and I know that you've been attacking this just like you have for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be part of your Orlando Sentinel team, and it's an awesome organization, a great newspaper, and it never gets old seeing my name in print.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk about what's going on. You're a couple of days away. I know you're excited. How's this team looking as we go against a really good football program?
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. We spoke with Dylan Gabriel today. He's mentally and physically prepared. You know, UCF had a grueling fall camp and 100-degree weather every day out in Central Florida weather. And Andy Avalos, the Boise State head coach, said they've been attempting to recreate the humidity of Florida.
You can't. You can't.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible, but
I'm telling you,
they've attempted that. And go ahead.
I was out of St. Thomas Aquinas on Saturday afternoon for that game on ESPN, and I was just telling my producer Danny, it was 105 heat index, and then you add all that rubber from the artificial surface. Believe me, you can't duplicate that.
Yeah, it's going to be real tough for Boise. I mean, we've seen some teams out west. I remember when Stanford came here a couple of years ago, and Pitt as well from the north. You know, they struggled with it. So Andy Avalos, Boise State head coach, was talking about that. But, you know, look, I think Gus Malzahn is ready, and his team is ready, and they had a really good fall camp. And it's going to be exciting to see how Malzahn uses Dylan Gabriel in his offense.
Right, right. But he's, you know, I mean, this is his debut, so it's a huge game. I mean, no doubt. I mean, he wants to, you know, say, hey, listen, you know, I haven't been here all that long, but in the time that I've been here, look what we've done. I think the community, and you, and you're directly responsible for keeping everybody, especially during the practices, you know, in the know. And, you know, listen, I mean, it's not like he took over a program that hadn't done anything. So everybody knows and everybody has high expectations coming in anyway. And they understand that, you know, there were a few glaring holes after last year that had to be filled. Talk about that, because I don't think that anybody's going to judge anybody on the first game, believe me.
No, definitely not. I mean, Malzahn has said it himself. He's going to learn more in that first half of the first game than he has the past month during fall camp, and he's in front of his team every day. So, you know, he knows more than anyone how much they still need to learn, and, you know, they have some questions in the secondary. It helps when you have a number of guys drafted, but the next season, you know, when you lose Richie Grant and Aaron Robinson and Tay Allen, those guys in that secondary, and, you know, there are some questions back there, and, you know, I will say the group does return an experienced offensive line, and we've already mentioned Dylan Gabriel, but there are some questions on this offense for sure, and on defense as well. So it'll be interesting to see how Travis Williams adapts and Gus Malzahn adapts throughout the first game for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, you know, there's so much going in. I mean, there's a lot on them, because even though that they're, you know, maybe predicted to come in behind Cincinnati, there's a lot of people think that maybe coaching and maybe a few new faces could spark this team into playing, you know, maybe raising that bar a little bit. Have you seen anything, any players that, you know, maybe would be a surprise that a lot of people don't know about?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was mentioning, someone else asked me that earlier today, a fan on Twitter asked me that, and I mentioned to them Amari Johnson. You know, he's maybe not that number two or number three receiver, but He's in that rotation of receivers. He's from Carroll City. He's a junior. He's entering his junior season, but he hasn't done a whole lot. I've heard some buzz around his name. In addition to Jalen Robinson, and they added Brandon Johnson from Tennessee via the transfer portal. Defensively, Ricky Barber. He was an all-conference player coming out of Western Kentucky. He was a true freshman All-American last season for them. He comes in and he's young, but he has some good experience as well and raw talent. So, there's a bunch of newcomers. I think Malzahn added, 14 or 15 transfers, and a lot of those guys, especially Big Cat Bryan and, some of his Auburn players, Mark Anthony Richards, those guys are competing for those rotation and starting roles for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a good point, because any time that you have some new blood, I mean, if you add one or two guys, maybe that may not be a difference, but if you add over 7 to 10 kids, I mean, that could change the complexion of the team, maybe give them more speed and direction, or maybe give them, in some cases, I know it's happened for a lot of schools, they get a few kids that were upperclassmen who may come in and, be that person that they need to not only be on the field, but you always need that type in the locker room too, I believe, Jason, because I mean, you when you have some veteran leadership in that locker room, the younger guys know who, what the score is, and that's your success. You look at Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, you go in their locker room and you can see the pecking order of guys who've been there and the ones that have earned that leadership role. What about here? I mean, are there people coming back? Are there players coming back that could serve as those leaders for those incoming kids and also those younger guys?
Yeah, I think one big name on the offensive line, probably the most experienced offensive lineman, is Sam Jackson. He's entering his redshirt senior season. He was voted by the players as a team captain. Obviously, we've already talked about Dylan Gabriel and what he can provide to the team. But even though we have a lot of experienced guys returning on the offensive line and a few other positions, Big Cat Bryan and Brandon Johnson, who I already mentioned, they also were voted by the players as the team captain. So for those two guys to come in here and only be part of the program for a few months says a lot about who they are as a person and their character and what they bring to the locker room, like you mentioned.
Yeah. What about fans? Because obviously that's the fan support is always going to be huge, and I know that I was reading where they expect a really, really good crowd.
Yeah, definitely. I think UCF AD Terry Mahajer, his latest update was 97% sold out season tickets. So when you add in 12,000 students and a few other thousand Boise State fans, there's going to be over 40,000 people there on Thursday night. And, UCF and then Boise State haven't played in a crowd like that, over 2 years. No one has, right? Because
Nobody.
Of the pandemic, unfortunately. But it's going to be loud there. I mean, it's called the Bounce House for a reason. It's going to be shaking. It's going to be exciting. I think a lot of people are excited, not just because of Dylan Gabriel and Gus Malzahn and what else we've talked about, but the fact that they're allowed to, 100% capacity for the first time in 2 years. And it's going to be really fun.
Good stuff. Let everybody know how they can follow you. New address now. Same guy, new address.
Yeah. Longtime listener, first time caller. OrlandoSentinel.com, all nights, allaccessnights.com, specifically for the UCF section. As always, at The Real Beatty on Twitter. Thanks so much, Blue.
Good stuff. Okay, good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.